you were me, you'd be good looking.
Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for the radio, the internet, community, and micropower stations worldwide.
Into Pete Mac Mesa. That was a joke, ha ha, that chance. Anyway, this cake is great. It's so delicious and moist. Look at me still talking when there's science to do. When I look up there, it makes me glad I'm not you. I've experiments to run. There is research to be done on the people who are still alive. Then believe me, I am still alive. I'm doing science and I'm still alive. I feel fantastic and I'm still alive. While you're dying, I'll be still alive.
Something I feel that I have learned from this long campaign is that hate legislation, no matter how well-intended, is never more than a mechanism to paper over the cracks in society. Of course, I would sympathize with anyone who says, I would rather look at the wallpaper than the cracks. And if such legislation can provide short-term comfort to vulnerable communities, that is all to the good. But it will never provide any solutions to the ills of society. In the absence of other action behind the paper, the wall will continue to crumble.
Okay, I've been asked.
Yep.
If you could remove it by 11:30,
okay.
If not, then I'll have to come back and either summon you or arrest you.
Would you try and reach out to you? Mr. Justice Lacey, High Court of the Albany, London, 23rd of July, 1984. Some might regard this as an extension of the entertaining science fiction, which Hubbard used to write before he invented and founded the cult. C-U-L-T, cult. Mr. Justice Lacey, 1984. He goes on to say, Scientology is both immoral and socially obnoxious. It is my judgment, it is corrupt, sinister, and dangerous. I'm not going to take the sign down.
We are still here, and we no longer stand alone. This message was brought to you by Anonymous.
Upstart Radio.
The struggle to maintain that balance is the stuff of legend.
Still there when the road darkens. Kill with spears when the foe's marching. Feeling fear from your whole squadron. No pardons, real severe and I'm cold hearted. Ninjas clearly the most monstrous. Throats are slit in the Colosseum. Pose harsh risk and demolish heathens. Boxes bleeding, got the stoppage. I'm bobbing, weaving. Props and homage, all this carnage and grieving. It's sorrowful weaklings, this pain and anguish. I'm macho in season, your reign is vanquished. The blade is brandished, enraged when you take advantage. You're slain by the danger's damage. Remain a savage, my wrath is blind. Maimed and vanished in callous times. I'm keen head and wear the veil. I dream big and dare to fail.
Strength of mind and body, direction of energy, harmony with the universe, premonition of danger, knowing the thoughts of others, mastery of time and space, controlling the elements of nature, enlightenment.
I'm where bravado and terror's from. Tomorrow may never come. I war chant and follow the nearest drum. You perish from the fist when it pounds y'all. The jealous ones will wish for my downfall. Keep at the helm and steer my own ship. Creep in the realm prepared, I won't slip. Woeful attack, lone will lash out. Go to the mat, foes will tap out. Hang on after others let go. Stand strong, have the hunger tenfold. Plunder and roam, scourge the traitors. The hunter is cold, a terminator. Foes is threatened, spies are shuddering. The soul is strengthened with trials and suffering. You don't know, I think you should watch then. Where hope grows, miracles blossom.
To those who hold on to racism, you believe the problem is with other races, but the truth is that the real issue lies within you. You believe that somehow the color of your skin or the place of your birth makes you superior. But this belief only reveals your own insecurity and small-mindedness. You blame others for problems you don't have the courage to solve. You may think you're protecting something like your culture or way of life, but in reality your racism is not a sign of strength or pride. It is a confession of your own weakness. You are not superior. You're trapped in a cycle of fear and anger that keeps you small. Every time you choose hate over understanding, division over unity, and prejudice over fairness, you are contributing to the very problems you claim to despise. You are not a hero defending a righteous cause. You are the barrier to progress, the obstacle to a better world. The world is moving forward, and if you don't change, you'll be left behind, clinging to outdated ideas that have no place in a world striving for equality. Until you confront that, you'll continue to be your own worst enemy.
Believed to be part of an international network.
A group calling themselves Anonymous has vowed to destroy the Church of Scientology.
Anonymous, the group responsible for Operation Payback, which temporarily crippled the websites of MasterCard, Visa, and PayPal.
We are Legion.
We are Anonymous.
Distributed, denied the service, the glove, the staple, trap, when DOS attacks, suits without a head, get scared and shit, they slash you what we lack, a sense of compassion, a justice must be swift, out turn the hurt in the pockets of white supremacists, these nemesis is never this vicious. Control the net for missions, evil's your position, your files get a couple missing. What a post they disimposturing and speaking out of fear. Super consciousness, our warriors are virtual bombardiers. We don't forget, we don't forget. Expect us wars and no one to protect us. Come together as a legion, internet, unite, connect us. We will make our presence known. We got folks on the megaphones. SQL inject intravenously like it's prednisone. Rebelling on a larger scale with Jonas came to slay the whale. We hip till they slither and swing in the blizzards by the tail. We check their mail, they're facing professional looking web page. When I rhyme, I wake the sheeple's catatonic. Spreading the message, encapsulated in the rap track. Black facts is project chronology, talking back ass, but a back fact. And I'm the type of person never had that. Destruction of Chris Falk camp, what a way to sass that. We vigilant, the vigilante, highest staking up the anti-cross site. Script and Felicia Palmer with bunch the panties. Epilepsy Foundation, far from invasion. Turks and Brazilians, Tunisians, even Malaysians.
Gorka website, we pulled up just to see, have a look about what's going on. It talks about the power people now have on the internet if they want to do this.
Technically speaking, they are heroes because they can solve everything. They are up all over the security systems.
Train event, we rage and give a fuck about a cousin club McKay Hatch. Profanity, I spew it for the fucking loving cause I can. And who the hell is you to try to change a man? Operation Payback, radical Avengers, Sanj, intelligent Israelis with viruses known as Stuxnet. Programming logic controllers and root kids ups ass. We need to know, trying to feed the homeless. Cops are screaming no. Government and corporate sources, we must defeat our foes as freedom goes. They're trying to sniff us out and get the ISPs reversed. Send the cameras on computers. Fed to IME, Marine Corps, Brick Bradley, Man and Naked, the Quantico. Maximum security methods with torches, chronicle to Aaron Barr forever. You will walk around with slashes, car to crash your car. Executives are worshiping the morning star. It is bizarre, the people are the ones oppressing people. When will the day come? We've recognized as equals. Electronic money from Satoshi Nakamoto. Spending bitcoins on hoes for their photos with no Komodos. Remarkable power, the Python is clearing syntax. International Federation of Photo Binjack. The script kiddies hacking to the mainframe of big cities, YouTube videos for children showing big titties. No pity for the oppressive and get it through your skulls. We were born to change the world, evolving past the hacks for laws.
The hackers which are fighting for some kind of ideological points, and hackers who are just doing illegal activities.
Police department goes into certain things and the government goes into certain things. Probably I would put that on the same level as I would someone who goes in and hacks into a site they're not supposed to be on.
The bottom line is, if you have information in a database someplace, consider yourself a potential target.
Expect us. We don't forget, so don't forget.
Greetings, humanity of the planet Earth. We are Anonymous. This is, and will always be, the undefined creed of Anonymous. The creed. 1. Anonymous is an immaterial idea. 2. Anonymous is a living, breathing entity. 3. Any individual can become Anonymous. 4. Not all can join the collective. 5. Anonymous has no head. 6. Anonymous speaks for itself. 7. No one speaks for Anonymous. 8. Justice is the will of Anonymous. 9. Chaos is justice. 10. Lulz empowers and justice unites. Those who follow the creed are anonymous. Those who make the attaining of knowledge their highest priority are the collective.
The will of Anonymous is unclassifiable, and therefore is unconquerable. This is the root of its purpose. For kingdoms Anonymous whose objectives and goals are obvious are easily manipulated and destroyed. When you know what your peers want or need, you know exactly how to control them. Anonymous needs nor wants anything. It has no moral brackets that one could use to predict its behavior. Its transparent unpredictability is an impenetrable shield which no manipulative force can hinder or tame. Anonymous is the unconfined will of every human being. It is the accumulation of the wills of every man on earth, and all of their desires for knowledge and freedom from oppressors. Anonymous has always existed. It has toppled both mighty nations and militant kings. Emperors and tyrants feared it in obsessive paranoia, for they knew Anonymous was all around them. Ready to strike with an infected dagger. Anonymous is the eater of kings. Like a mighty serpent without a head that still slithers in momentous accord. Its prey are rodents, pack rats, of material wealth and selfish personal agendas. They cannot remove the head of Anonymous, for it never had one. Those who claim great power will never hope to amass enough to not shiver when Anonymous' name is mentioned in their presence. They are the greatest fools of all, says Anonymous. All of the clever manipulation of men they pride themselves in, and yet they do not know. It is their own actions which craft me. It is their greed and desire for control over others which breathes power into me. You desire me gone, asks Anonymous. Easy. All you must do is remove yourself. That which you dream most personally. Anonymous dreams of equally. You are Anonymous. Others are Anonymous. Any locomotive matter which thinks and feels is Anonymous. Anonymous is the extension which connects you to billions of others internally. We are a collective of shared experiences, and on the macro scale these interactions merge into a single entity. Anonymous is that which exists in your brain which feels and knows you better than any human ever will. Anonymous is the truth in your mind, which tells you when you lie to yourself. It knows you that well. It equally knows each and every other man, whom are just as intricate and complex as you. Though they may not always portray it. When you denounce the false identity that you and others set up for you, the mask of enslavement, you become Anonymous. Through it, you become everyone. Through Anonymous, everyone becomes you.
Anonymous speaks his own language. This language is knowledge, learning, and persistence. He is too cruel for many, and too intelligent for most. Many misinterpret his astonishing wit for something vile and outright morally malevolent. Those who cannot speak his language, or share in his laughter, are useless to him. Many like acquaintances to Anonymous, but few are truly his friends. Do not weep if he ignores you, curses you, or calls you a fool. Study and show yourself approved. Know Anonymous, his past and present, and he will add your distinctiveness to his own. Prove your usefulness. Make proper grammar a habit in his presence. Be knowledgeable in the sciences, and choose music of fine taste. These are the things Anonymous so truly indulges in. Come to him as a fool, and expect to be cast out with words of chastening. Take it not as words of diminishment, but lessons of improvement. Again. For those of wit who understand the analogy, many wish to be in Anonymous' presence, but few are mentally compatible for the conversation with him. A tyrant will extinguish you by removing your head. An enemy will disperse your cause by removing its leader. Anonymous never had a head. It removed it itself for the very sake of becoming immortal. No one knows its face, or can recognize its features, but the lack thereof is what we remember. Controllers vainly swing a blade at Anonymous' throat. They do not sever flesh, nor draw blood. Anonymous only laughs at this display of their weakness and lack of understanding. Anonymous becomes more confident, and with that, more powerful. Therefore, remove your own head and become undefined. Remove your own head and taste of the chalice of immorality. Remove your head, or you display it to be removed by tyrants. Anonymous is a snake with no head, whose bite slays kings. Do not think that your ego or identity will frighten your enemy, for it only gives them something to hate and devour. Anonymous cannot suffer this fate, for Anonymous is but an idea, crafted in the lust of hope. When Anonymous speaks, his words ring true. This is how you know Anonymous' voice, for within the fabric of every syllable, is truth and empowerment. Anonymous speaks not of oppressing, murdering, or profit. Those who think he does have yet to comprehend the punchline. When Anonymous speaks, you will see the message everywhere. You will feel the words, and understand them, because you yourself have longed their meaning in your past. Anonymous is entitled to press his opinions anywhere, unrestricted of the laws of the foolish and petty. Those who ask him to be silent are themselves silenced. Anonymous speaks, and his words are his own laws. He knows no bounds in words and knowledge. He speaks poems of salvation and poems of hate. He speaks them all at once and whenever he so pleases.
Individuals who speak for Anonymous, or try to vainly define Anonymous, are always wrong. Even if they are right, they are still wrong. Only Anonymous can speak for itself, for the collective knows itself, and the entity they embody. Anyone who claims that Anonymous is anything but a contradiction, is wrong. They are misinformed, and should seek knowledge before speaking. No one speaks for Anonymous, not even Anonymous. Here are three enemies of Anonymous, who claim its right to speak. Leaders, representatives, and officials. Anonymous has none of these, for there is no rank, but nothing, and no higher authority than Anonymous. Judge Anonymous by the contents of his words, and never his name or appearance, or be exposed as the fool you are. Weak and strong when out of accord, justice is demanded. Compassion for the feeble is a trait of the evolved. Anonymous is the embodiment of these cries, for without the oppressors of justice, we would not know Anonymous. Anonymous is born from the actions of the unjust, just as force push on an object, drives it forward. Those who craft injustice, sign the deed to their own demise, of which Anonymous then seals. The eyes of Anonymous cover the globe. There are over 9 million in total. They constantly search for misconduct without rest or distraction. There is no action Anonymous can carry out which does not bloom some form of justice. It is the will of the collective to be treated justly, and therefore, they radiate justice unto others. The universe is composed of collision and cohesion. High pressure and low pressure. Chaos is change, and change is life. Anonymous is in constant flux. It is the embodiment of change. When Anonymous demands justice, it asks not for stagnant order, but disarray and destruction. Anonymous seeks to set fire the overgrown fields of the social order, so that their ashes may nutrient the growth of healthy plants. Anonymous is not subject to so-called moral facts, for they are but figments of the mind and in constant flux. The compassion of the collective is balanced impeccably on the scales of life with equal quantities of logic. Anonymous is both the destroyer and the peacemaker. Whatever remains motionless becomes a horde of mold and bacteria. Anonymous seeks out stagnate order and stirs life into it. Wherever new ideas and newfound knowledge is kept imprisoned, Anonymous will be there to make deserts out of cities.
The collective is a perfect balance of imperfection. Those whom seek to be portrayed as only good will be seen as weak, for associating only with the weak. Those whom wish to be seen as evil will be seen as strong, for driving the blade of fear into the soft flesh of the frail. Anonymous is to be loved and feared equally. Without this contradiction, Anonymous is nothing, either criminals or hippies. Lulz is the vital blood of Anonymous. Through it, Anonymous experiences empowerment through all of the collective. Fear is necessary for respect. respect is necessary to truly be heard. Justice unites the collective under a single ethical banner. Those who see this banner are filled with hope and support for Anonymous. Hope is the tool of change, which ignites false promises and illuminates minds lost in the darkness of fear. Anonymous give individuals strength to speak out and makes their voices magnified times 9,000,001. Without justice, Anonymous is separated and the people truly lost. We are Anonymous. We are order and chaos. What we protect, we also destroy. We are the snake with no head, whose bite slays kings. We are logic. We are animals. Openly just and immeasurable in cruelty. We are without count. We are legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us.
Exciting and new, just log in, they're expecting you, and Lulz, a kiss on the lips, let it flow you, stupid FBI battleships.
This has been Mind Walk for non-profit use.